from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, October 4th. Coming up, a conversation with 13th Congressional District Democratic candidate Nikki Budzinski. She talks about her background and goals with Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin, coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Planned Parenthood is launching its first mobile abortion clinic in the country, and it will start in southern Illinois. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The retrofitted RV will provide medication abortions, as well as one lab and two exam rooms. Planned Parenthood of the St. Louis region is operating the mobile clinic. CEO Jamelcy Rodriguez says putting their services on wheels will help patients traveling to Illinois from neighboring states like Missouri, where abortion is mostly banned.
We have seen wait times skyrocket from 4 days to 2.5 weeks, and that is with an increase in clinic hours and days of operations. This is what we mean when we say that banning abortion does not eliminate the need for abortion care.
Rodriguez expects the clinic to be fully operational by the end of this year and offer surgical abortions sometime next year. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
On January 1st of next year, the Pretrial Fairness Act, led by Governor J.B. Pritzker, will end cash bail in the state. With cash bail, money determines if someone is released or remains in jail after an arrest. Speaking on the 21st show, Pritzker says changes to the Pretrial Fairness Act proposed by Democratic State Senator Scott Bennett are, quote, worthy of consideration.
Look, Senator Scott Bennett introduced a bill just the other day. There are aspects of that I think that are reasonable. He's a former prosecutor, somebody who cares deeply about maintaining the act, but making sure that it gets applied appropriately.
One change Bennett is proposing would reword the act's definition of willful flight. It would say a prior non-appearance in court is, quote, conclusive evidence of future intent to evade prosecution, end quote. Over the weekend, local advocacy group Uniting Pride threw its first ever queer homecoming dance for adults. Illinois Student Newsroom's Noor Longhi has more.
Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana was decorated with rainbow streamers, flashing lights, and pride flags for the homecoming celebration. Uniting Pride organizers say they created the dance for local LGBTQ plus adults to live out their high school fantasies in an affirming, safe space. Raven Delacroix Starlings is the winner of Mixed Champagne Pride 2022, a drag pageant. She says the dance is important because a lot of queer adults had negative experiences with high school dances.
It's kind of like replacing trauma from that position and putting a good memory in place of it.
Queer Homecoming was part of Uniting Pride's week-long Pride Fest, which ended on Sunday. I'm Noor Longhi, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Last week, Spurlock Museum in Urbana held a panel about Indigenous people's diverse identities, including their sex, gender, religion, and culture. The panelists explained the meaning of identifying as Two-Spirit, a term used by Indigenous peoples. James Doney is a Minnesota native and a member of the White Clay Nation. He was a student speaker at the talk. Doney says it was hard to leave Minnesota's large reservation community to move to Illinois. He says sharing his background has helped him adjust.
I like the fact that I could tell people and inform people about who I am as a person and where I come from and my history and my culture.
Doney says he hopes to continue working with other Native American students at the university. Still to come, we'll hear from Democrat Nikki Budzinski. She's running for the newly drawn 13th Congressional District seat this fall. Her conversation with Harrison Malkin is next on 217 Today.
Current estimates put more than 500,000 people experiencing homelessness in America, with a large portion being children. These people live in every state and territory and reflect the diversity of this country, but risk is often tied to multiple factors. Right now, our digital social justice learning space is focused on homelessness in America, with educational resources available for all learning levels. Begin exploring at will.illinois.edu/socialjusticelearning.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Two first-time candidates, Democrat Nikki Budzinski and Republican Regan Deering, are facing off in the newly redrawn 13th Congressional District in central Illinois. The winner will help determine which party controls Congress in January. Budzinski tells Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin about her background as a labor activist and her thoughts on bringing people together in the district.
I'm somebody who has spent either my life in public service, working for really great people, or actually working in the labor movement. But consistently throughout my career, I've always been very focused on working people and how are we helping working men and women, especially right now when I think people are struggling still out there. When I work for the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, I often talk about, as I'm campaigning through the 13th District, I'm one of the few congressional candidates you'll meet that's been on multiple kill floors. I know the dangerous work that working men and women do every day, and that they need an advocate. And in this case, it was the UFCW, but I want to be their advocate in Congress. And so my background, I think, has really gotten me to a good place where I can point to things that I brought people together to get things done. And that's what I did when I was in public service, working to get things done on behalf of working men and women, bringing different sides of an issue together to do that. That's what I want to do in Congress. And I think that's what people want to elect, is somebody that's going to go to Congress and accomplish things and not be a part of the political noise.
And why this newly drawn 13th district? What compelled you?
Well, I have to say, I'm really proud to be here in Urbana because I'm a proud Illini grad. I graduated from the University of Illinois. I've spent a lot of my career living in Springfield. I'm proud to call Springfield my home. When I worked in Springfield, that was when I helped to negotiate the passage of the $15 minimum wage. So I've had some real accomplishments and work that I've done that have benefited working people in Central and Southern Illinois. And I also have spent a lot of time in the Metro East area. That is the newer parts of this district, the two counties, Madison and St. Clair County, that are just on the other side of the Mississippi River from St. Louis. These are communities that really need a federal congressional advocate and really haven't had that person in a very long time. And so I was excited to be home and running for Congress and taking on this challenge as a first-time candidate.
So according to a report from Mark Maxwell, you voted numerous times in recent years in Chicago. How would you address that concern that some people might have?
Look, when I've not been in this district, I've always been working on behalf of working people. And that's something I'm incredibly proud of. As I mentioned, I work for the UFCW. I also work for the International Association of Firefighters when I was advocating for them to have better training, more equipment, a dangerous work environment that they do every day fighting on their behalf. So when I wasn't in Springfield, I was working on behalf of issues that support working people, and that's why I want to go to Congress.
So you've worked a lot in labor. You've been outspoken on the campaign trail about economic issues like inflation, which, you know, is still plaguing people in this district, really across the country.
Yeah.
What would you like to see done differently if you were elected to Congress?
Well, I think some of the things that we need to be doing is focusing on how working people can keep more of what they earn. I will go to Congress and fight for things like middle-class tax cuts. It's also why when we have seen gas prices high, I'm really glad to see that they're starting to go down. But I think we need to provide more relief at the gas pump for working people struggling to just fill up the gas tank. That's why I've called for a federal gas tax freeze until 2023, just to give working people a little bit more breathing room. I also very strongly support something that did happen in Congress, which was allowing Medicare to negotiate over prescription drug prices. Let's lower the cost of prescription drugs. Let's cap the cost of insulin at $35. Those are real tangible things that I think are helping working people save money and keep more of what they earn.
That's Springfield resident Nikki Budzinski, Democratic candidate in Illinois' 13th Congressional District. She spoke with Illinois Newsroom's Harrison Malkin. That was just a few minutes of a much longer interview that you can watch at will.illinois.edu/election. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies again today with a high of 72 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Noor Longhi, Jacqueline Barba, and Harrison Malkin. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moldine. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.